In downtown Tampa's Joe Chalura Courthouse Square, a list of names were read, and candles were lit in honor of those who have died. Community leaders gave speeches, and the Tampa Oratorio singers sang for the 50 people at the memorial. Rainey Knuckles, CEO of the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County, said homelessness could happen to anyone, especially in today's economy.
You know, one of our campaigns is the Unexpected Faces campaign. And if anyone goes on and Googles unexpectedfaces.org, they're going to go in and read the stories about the accountant who became homeless, a foster child who had exited out of the system and became homeless. So, you know, most people are one crisis away from becoming homeless. And that's the thing that we have to keep into perspective, because it really could be you. You could be that unexpected face.
It happened to Gregory Johnson, who moved from Tampa 2 years ago from Washington, D.C. He went from working as an office manager to living on the streets.
Because I had a great childhood. I mean, a great childhood. And I grew up in an era where, you know, other families, you know, the adults took care of the children. But it was all in God's plan, because had I not gone through the drugs, had I not gone through the homelessness, I wouldn't have the zeal or the fervor or the love of these people that I do now. Because I remember when I was in D.C., I had a nice job, you know, assistant office manager. And I was dressed to the nine. And this homeless person sat next to me, and I actually cringed over. And shortly thereafter, I was exactly where he was.
Knuckles said Hillsborough County needs more space to accommodate people who need shelter.
We're extremely short of having enough capacity to meet the needs of all the homeless in our community, and we need additional affordable housing, and we need additional available units in the community so we don't have people who are living on the streets.
Johnson said there is no single face of homelessness, and it occurs in many forms.
And what I'm saying is now homelessness is no longer just people sleeping on the streets. It's our family members sleeping on our couches.
Johnson said he thought some Florida laws should change, and people without homes should not be arrested for sleeping wherever they can.
When homeless people are arrested, they throw away everything these homeless people have in their backpacks. So if you're going to throw away everything a homeless person have, when you arrest the average Joe out on the streets, I think you need to go to his house and throw away everything they have. Because who are you to say what's important to a person and what is not?
Hillsborough County Commissioner Sandra Merman said she is working to help get the problem solved.
And I feel a lot of compassion towards them. And actually, you know, the homeless that get taken to jail all the time that are incarcerated because they just want a safe place to sleep and three meals a day, or they might have mental illness problems. I mean, these are tough issues that we have to solve. I've got a jail diversion project that I'm trying to roll out in the spring also to get people that are ordinance violators who are homeless into some kind of services.
Rainey Knuckles hopes anyone who needs shelter will call the Homeless Coalition at 813-223-6115. Reporting from downtown Tampa, I'm Atisha Robinson for WMNF News.